Governor Bruce Rauner's proposed big cuts for next year. Senate Democrats held hearings about how those cuts could affect, say, disabled citizens who rely on state aid for services. So picture a hearing room that's packed full of people who have physical handicaps, parents who rely on daycare, and the people who run agencies helping them. Democrats might have seen the cuts as the state government being heartless by reducing services to those people in the room, but Republican State Senator Matt Murphy saw it as part of negotiations and took the hearing to mean something else entirely. His comments caused an uneasy shift in the tone among the crowd.
To be perfectly clear, so everybody in this room understands why this problem hasn't been solved yet, is because the Senate Democratic Caucus wants to leverage this issue and push this debt into next year, and they're using you as political pawns in the process.
Senator Murphy, please move ahead.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to speak the truth in this room.
That was Democratic Senator Heather Staines telling Murphy to move along in his comments. Now, maybe you see the Democrats, who are in the majority, as protectors of government services. Or maybe you agree that they're cynically using people for their own political priorities, or maybe some combination of those two. Former Governor Rod Blagojevich used to make the case for his budget priorities by often talking about no-growth budgets or cuts to programs for children. And Republicans often oppose Democratic budgets, saying spending's out of control. The point is, budget negotiations may be seen as a game of chess, but they have very real consequences. But this year, there's a new entity in the room, and some of those tried-and-true tactics are shifting.
We're still feeling each other out.
That's Tom Cross, and until recently, he was the top Republican in the House. And he was in the room to negotiate budgets with the Democrats, who had majority control of state government. Cross says there's going to be posturing and leveraging in any negotiation, but for now, people are just trying to figure out Governor Rauner, who's an unknown entity as a first-time office holder.
I guess you'd say they've probably gotten to know each other. Now they're venturing down a new road of trying to balance the budget with limited resources.
Another former House Republican is Lee Daniels, and he was a leader in the 90s when Republicans were in the majority. And he says even when negotiating a spending plan with members of his own party, there is still drama.
We all fought like cats and dogs, as we should in a democracy and a legislative process. But at the end of the day, the people that I worked with when I was there, we understood that we had to come together in the end. We had to balance the budget.
Daniels makes the point that even after negotiating the budget with the governor and the Democrats, his job was not done. He then had to go sell the plan to his own fellow Republicans. And if they weren't on board, he'd have to negotiate with them to get enough votes to pass the whole thing. Charlie Wheeler is a longtime State House observer and political science professor. He says putting the necessary votes on a negotiated budget can be tricky, because leaders want to remain in power, and the way they get to keep that power is by protecting members of their own party who may get asked to vote for unpopular ideas. So those who won't have serious opponents vote yes, and those who typically have hard-fought elections don't have to.
It may sound cynical, but I think it's reality, particularly in this day and age when we have such polarized campaigns.
So, after all that, this annual exercise that could hold up almost everything else your representatives in Springfield do, what does the new governor, the guy that everyone's trying to figure out, think about negotiating a budget?
It ain't that hard to balance a budget.
Rauner says he's not focused on negotiating the budget just yet because he says it's rather easy. Instead, he's first going after something he says is more difficult. Rauner calls it making structural changes to government, eliminating conflicts of interest. But others have another name for it, union busting. So how's Rauner doing on that front? We'll have more on that next week as we continue to look at Governor Rauner's first 100 days in office. I'm Tony Arnold.